This is the piece of music that changed everything for violinist David Harrington. Before he founded Kronos Quartet, before the ensemble would go on to stretch the notion of what a quartet could be, before they would collaborate with some of the biggest names in classical music, earning 11 Grammy nominations along the way, there was one ear-stretching piece composed by George Crumb.
When I heard Black Angels by George Crumb in August of 1973, I knew right away that there was no question but that I had to play that piece. And in order to play that piece, I got a score and I looked at it and realized I'm going to have to get a group together that's going to be rehearsing every day and really taking this seriously.
So Kronos Quartet was born. If you're not familiar with George Crumb's Black Angels, it's an experience. Electrified instruments and unprecedented playing techniques create this radical soundscape that critics have described as both radiantly beautiful and searingly horrific. For Harrington, it was what he had been needing in the anxious era of the Vietnam War.
People my age were dealing with the draft into the Army. Many of us just didn't know what to do with ourselves and how to express the feelings that we had. And so when I heard Black Angels, all of a sudden it felt to me like the music I'd been looking for.
But more than just echoing the troubled zeitgeist of the Vietnam era, Crumb's piece opened Harrington's mind to what a string quartet could really be.
It brought together a lot of things, a lot of musical things that I already knew about and loved, and including music of Schubert and music of Jimi Hendrix and Bartok and unusual sounds. I mean, when I first heard Black Angels, I didn't even know it was a string quartet. For certain. All of a sudden, two violins, a viola and a cello, became much, much larger in terms of the possibilities than anything I had ever heard before.
Kronos have built their career on the notion of what might be possible through their defiance of any one genre, through unconventional collaborations, and their continued support of new music and young composers. Now, the story of the quartet is coming to Nashville at Oz Arts, and it is, of course, being presented in an unconventional format.
The question is it a film? Is it a concert? Is it a talk? It might be all of the above.
Billed as a live documentary, A Thousand Thoughts looks back at the 4+ decades of Kronos' career, with the ensemble playing live music and live narration by filmmaker Sam Green. For Harrington, it's been a retrospective experience that has elicited in him some lighthearted thoughts.
It is interesting to kind of be there and notice yourself from many, many years ago and having the audience see what you look like 40-some years ago.
And some more contemplative ones.
I am taken back to a lot of earlier moments, but also I feel challenged to continue finding future moments. And so it kind of works both ways for me. It's a look back, but it's also a way to feel energized into the future.
There's real joy in Harrington's voice when he talks about the past, about the hundreds of meaningful experiences he's had collaborating with talented musicians and composers, some which are highlighted in the documentary, like iconic collaborations with Philip Glass and Terry Riley, and more recent work with performers like Canadian Inuk throat singer Tanya Tagak. And while there's joy in looking back to the past, Harrington is most excited about what's to come.
The greatest piece has never been written yet, in my opinion. It's a continual search And I certainly have not made the best notes that I'm capable of making. I know that. And the job of every musician in the world is to try to make music that reaches further and further into our imaginations and our beings.
For Kronos, it's a search that continues as they approach half a century of pushing the musical envelope. For Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical, I'm Kara McClelland.